76, Land Ventures LLC, east of Route 13, approximately 2,061 feet south of Route 18, a special use exception to place two billboards.
Names and addresses, please.
Philip Barton, representing Barton's Landscape and Land Ventures.
Your address?
37358 Shelter Drive, Selbyville, Delaware.
Matt Phillips, Phillips Signs, Inc., 20874 Sussex Highway, Seaford, Delaware.
Hold on, Mr. Barton. You both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
So we are denied the front because it was not.
We're asking, well, Land Ventures is Phil Barton, me, and partner Tim Conway. He can't be here. He's up on vacation. We own and operate Barton's Landscape Southern States, 600 feet from the property. I think you've got surveys. We just bought a mini storage building south of us on US 13 North. It's about 7.5 to 8 acres worth of total property, and we're asking for a variance for two billboards.
Mm-hmm.
Two special variants, two billboards, total of four faces, north, south, and we're complying with the 10 by 30 per face. We already have existing billboard space on our existing property. There's billboards up and down the property. Where we are north of Seaford, it's pretty wide open. Warren Electric, there's a car dealer across the street, is Sturgis Marina. Pretty much no commercial. There's an old house that it's not inhabitable anymore on one lot between us. It's just gone to the dogs, if you will. So we're trying to get billboard approval on property we just purchased, and that's pretty much straightforward.
Okay. These are going to be 10 by 30?
10 by 30s, which is what we already have, and the folks on the southbound read, everything is 10 by 30. No, none of those big electric mambo jumbos. We're trying to stay in code for that.
And double-faced?
Double-faced, yes, sir. And we met all the requirements of the setbacks off the property line and the distance between it. I think the total property is just under 600 feet. They should have diagrams marking where the boards are. If you don't, I have copies with me for the surveys. And right now, like I said, we've got a climate control and the storage is in the back. There's some retail space that we've just leased in the front. And then it's two empty lots, and then we own the next 7 or 8 acres just north of it. So we're only separated by, it doesn't matter, I guess 600 feet, but we don't own the middle. But we've complied with the existing rules and regulations as per Sussex County Code so far.
All right, sir. Have you got them rented out yet?
Oh, I haven't got them. Can't do that until we talk to you folks.
Have you got anybody looking at them then?
Well, our philosophy at Barton's is if we build it, they will come. But if we get our approvals, then we go from there. Tough economy right now.
Yes, and a lot of signs up not been.
Yes, sir.
And I think the last case we had on signs, we waited for them to get.
I guess what's happened is that there have been a couple of instances where the board has approved them, and then the owner has come back and said, "Whoops! Since I don't have them rented, I don't want to build them yet," and that's going to be frowned upon.
Oh no.
Okay. So
if we get approval,
we're not the board. Has taken the position that it doesn't really wish to permit speculators in that respect.
I just bet the farm on the purchase of that land.
So you intend to build them?
We don't have any choice. We need. How can I say this politely? We would love to see them rented, but if we don't erect them, especially on that section of 13. The economy is not going to be where it is forever. It never will be what it will be. But if we're willing to invest in our county, then we can rent the boards. We're in a position, our business plan, our business model is that we're willing, if we build it, just like the storage, if we buy it and not let it go to the Dickens, get our advertising campaign, we'll drive people to that. It's just, you've got to be positive on these kind of things.
Do you have existing billboards now? Did you
on say? Our existing Barton Landscape rental grant storage properties, okay. We have.
And they're rented?
Yes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Four
and
faces
all the,
now.
All the other billboards in, on that section?
On our section of 13, everything's full.
Right.
It's okay. You're coming into Bridgeville or coming into
Seaford,
and they're not those big Comcast multi-million-dollar rentals. It's a 10 by 30 face, and we think it's a good thing for us.
No. The you do meet all the other setback requirements,
oh, yeah.
As far as,
oh, yeah.
From other structures and from the property lines,
yes.
And so forth.
Okay. And we had the Phillips Signs Company guys come out to make sure that where we place them that we would meet the existing codes and responsibilities.
I just, Brent had asked the question. I didn't know if you got the answer you're asking or if you wanted to pursue that.
I'm not really satisfied with that answer because we turned the other guy down until he got contracts. Contracts on it. I'm the same way with this one. To get contracts, then he goes on and built it. If he don't get a contract, he don't put them up. That's what we did with the other guy.
Well, the other guy was requesting requesting an extension because he didn't have anybody where they're suggesting they're going to go ahead and build it.
I'm still the same way. I mean, he still don't have anything, and he can still sit there. I mean, we can just...
That Christian Hudson, that his was existing, was his new. That was on 24.
There's a new one, huh?
Yeah, there were new ones on 24.
Mr. Barton, what effect will these billboards have on surrounding properties, if any?
I've got Warren Electric on the southbound, which is commercial real estate.
Stipulation.
Jenny. What? Yeah, what Jenny just said reminded me was that one you were talking about, Mr.
Yep.
Workman, was approved, but the condition that was attached to it was that they present a contract or a lease before the building permit would be issued.
Yes.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the same way.
Okay.
Same way.
You understand what he's saying?
No, I'm not following it at all.
What they're saying is if we were to approve it, but in order to get a building permit, you would have to show that you have renters of to
renters for the sign.
People to rent the space.
So to build it, get somebody to buy the board, pay for the board without a board being there, in hopes that we can come back and get approval for it.
No. What we're saying is, if we approve it, we would put a stipulation on the approval that it has to have, you have to have a renter before you can obtain the building permit.
Permit's good, the approval is good for a year. So within 12 months, if the board approves it, within 12 months, you get a lease or a contract with someone who wants to use the board, and then the county will issue you a building permit.
Barton's Landscape, Barton Southern States, Barton existing grand rental wants to rent a billboard on US 13 North.
You can't do it on this property.
I can't do it on land venture property.
Oh, okay.
Separate parcel.
Oh,
it is a separate parcel, yes. It
separate
could.
Parcel, separate operation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That could be two faces right off the bat.
So I can, Barton rental, grand rental, can rent a billboard from Land Ventures, separate parcel,
mm-hmm.
and that would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put it up
you
there.
Would give me approval for that, or the board.
If mm-hmm. the board, we agree to it,
yeah.
The board.
Yeah.
So what the board's concerned about is that you don't use that billboard for on-premise advertisement.
No, I've already got.
No.
I understand.
Well, and it did.
We're also concerned with the proliferation of billboards that are being unused. We don't want them sitting all over the place, vacant and falling apart, and that sort of thing.
We had two down there.
Understanding that this would be new, but we're trying to prevent any future issues.
Last question.
But I think you answered the question.
Yeah. Okay.
The Bartons would rent them if that's what the intent was.
At least 50% of it would be occupied
immediately.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Is this a monopole or is it on Pollux?
We haven't discussed it 100%. I imagine initially our thought was Pollux.
I was curious. I didn't most of them are monopole anymore.
No.
Okay.
but more expensive for multiple.
The most likely be poles.
Quite a bit.
That's what, you're only getting 10 by 30 face, and the economics are not to a point that, the good news is we did lease the existing office space in front of the new climate control storage, which in a very tough market, it's been leased. So activity breeds activity. Given permits, there's no reason under the sun why we can't drive traffic and create work.
We certainly don't think your request is so that, you know, you can waste money.
Sir, I agree with you. But, I mean, I think there's too many signs you see up and down the road, is not being used. And I think that's how it should be.
Well, not a problem.
We've had them come back for for time extension. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I mean, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Phil Barton.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair,
a little levity, it's okay.
Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, we haven't heard any opposition suggesting otherwise. Mr. Barton is suggesting that it would not have a substantial effect adversely on uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,876 and to accommodate Mr. excuse me, to accommodate Brent, I'd make the stipulation that in order for the billboard to get a permit, it would have to, they'd have to show that they have a tenant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
A second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,876 with stipulations. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
I've got one.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
In your needing to have tenants for the space, four tenants, two tenants, 50%, is there a...
Before you build it, you have to show, before you can get a building permit, you have to show the office that you have a tenant.
I understand. How many tenants?
One for each billboard.
One for each billboard.
So you want all four taken prior to construction? Okay. That's all
okay.
My question.
You can't rent them without being built.
Okay. Thank you.
Case number 10,000.